Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title if you got a title.
Hi, this is Shelby Lofton. I'm the marketing manager for Village at Leesburg Shopping Center.
Yes, and we're talking because Village at Leesburg is hosting its pet festival. It's going to be on September 16th there at, Village on Market Boulevard. Hi, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're really excited.
Okay, so how many years has this been going on? Is this the first time, or is this like an annual thing, or give us the just an overview.
Yes, so it is an annual event that we host, and this is our fourth year hosting the Pet Festival, which has been a huge success. We have a couple of different merchants there at the shopping center that do pet friendly activities, whether it's doggy daycare, and we do have Wiggle Butt and Whiskers, who is a pet shop for all pet needs. So it just seems like a perfect fit to host this festival each year. And we're really excited to bring it back this year for the fourth year. And it's going to be a great day. We're praying and fingers crossed that it is a great weather day and the fall weather comes back. So it's pet friendly for everyone.
Great. And remind us where exactly the Village at Leesburg is. Maybe some folks, from in D.C. or whatever, Maryland, maybe they're familiar with Leesburg and, the historic little main street there. But where in relation to all that is the village?
Yes. So we are right off of Route 7 at 1610 Village Market Boulevard. A lot of people know us as the Wegmans Center. So you can actually see Wegmans right off the highway. So you'll come in through that entrance, and the actual pet festival itself will take place in our Village Plaza, which is the main strip straight through the middle of our shopping center. So it's actually, we will shut down. It is a main road through the shopping center per se, but we will shut everything down for the event itself. We have free parking. We have multiple parking garages on site with free parking for everyone. So you have plenty of space to park. We'll have directional signage up, but it is an outdoor event. And so it takes place there in what we call our plaza area, which we have a general area where the stage will be for the DJ. And then all of the vendors and rescues and activities will be set up down the main street, essentially there in the plaza, but everything will be closed off for safety.
Okay, great. So in addition to the music, what sort of fun, like I know it lists like a doggy ball pit and a lure course, like, yeah, but well, I can't use it if I say it. So yeah, let's talk about some of the doggy activities. If you bring your dog on a leash, what all can they do?
Yes. So everything, all activities for the day will be pet friendly. So we will have the luring course, which is a basically doggy playground, essentially is the best place way to describe that, with some professionals that will be there to guide your dog so they can come off the leash in that area and do the different obstacle courses that they will have set up. So it's kind of similar to what you see for some of the national dog shows, kind of similar concept. We'll also have the doggy ball pit, which once again will be closed off, and they can kind of be a free range roaming area for the pets. We will have roughly 10 rescues on site as well. So if you're looking for a pet, you're more than welcome to join us and adopt a pet on site that day. And then we're really excited to host our first annual Leesburg's Got Talent Pet Edition, which is brought to you by our merchant Wiggle Butt and Whiskers. And this is fully free to participate, and it's just a fun way to get involved at the event. We have three different levels: beginners, intermediate, and pros. Don't stress out if your dog is not fully capable of all the things. It's really just come out and showcase your cute fur babies, as many people refer to them as. And that will be an activity that will be taking place, brought to you by Wiggle Butt and Whiskers. And you can contact them directly to register ahead of time for that event, or you can register the day of.
Awesome. So for that, the Leesburg Got Talent, the pet edition one, is your pet supposed to come with some sort of trick that you've trained them at home and then you're showing that off? I'm just imagining, like America's Got Talent or Simon Cowell sitting there. It's like, yeah, but like, is there, like, do they have to come with something planned, or how does it work?
They can come with something planned. The beginner's level is simply just the basic commands that many of the dogs are able to do, which is sit, stay, down. Intermediate is more of the tricks and talent. So if your dog has any special talents that you would like to showcase. And then the pros, a lot of that will probably be some of the trainers that will come on site to kind of showcase their capabilities. So that's kind of the different levels, and we'll have winners in each level. So don't be intimidated. If, like I said, if your dog is not at the pro level, you're not competing with the rest. You'll be in your own specific level based off of how you register your dog.
Gotcha. And you said it says there's a music, there's a round of musical sits. Is that like musical chairs? Did they play? Like, how does that work?
Yes. So they are going to incorporate that as well. Just another interactive activity for you to do with your dog and your family. So that'll be kind of like musical chairs, and they'll have an area that you'll play the music, and then you'll have a chance to make your dog sit, lay down, whatever they're capable of doing. So just again, another fun way to kind of have an activity going on. Our goal is to make this obviously pet friendly, but family friendly as well. So that will include some balloon artists, caricaturists, so you can have your caricature drawn with your dog or your family. But even if you don't have pets, we still want to encourage you to come out because this is just a fun day of activities there at the Village of Leesburg.
Great. And one more thing on that Got Talent thing. What are some of the, you said it's the fourth year you've done the festival. So have like, what are some of the coolest tricks that you've personally seen someone do, maybe on the intermediary or more expert level? Like do any come to mind that you remember, like that was hilarious when this pet did X, you know?
So this is our first year hosting the talent show.
Ah,
So
okay.
we haven't had any talent shows in the past, but the luring course has been available in the past, and that does bring out some tricks. So you see a lot of trained dogs doing, and it is, I mean, the best way to describe it is like the national pet shows that you see on TV. Some of these dogs truly can do all of those tricks, going through the tunnel, going over the different obstacle courses. So it's a lot of fun just to sit back and watch.
That's cool. And you already mentioned about the rescue organizations earlier briefly, but let's go a little more into that. I'll get it just so I'm going to do two radio pieces and maybe I'll get a second soundbite on the rescues. Yeah, like who, what, just tell our listeners sort of, you know, maybe if, you know, even if you don't have a pet or maybe you want another pet, that this is a good thing to come to because, you know, you could maybe find the dog that's right for you.
Yeah, so we'll have 10, roughly 10 rescues. We're working on the final list now, which we'll be publishing in the next few days on our social pages and our website. But these rescues will be there with pets and dogs that are available for adoption. So if you are looking to adopt a dog for your family or just want to learn more about that process, this is definitely the day to come out, and they will have the pets there on site, and you can interact with them. You can learn more about each organization and how that process works, but they will be set up to actually do adoptions on site as well. So if that is what you're looking for, this will definitely be the place to be. And it will give you a chance to truly kind of interact with the dogs and get a face-to-face interaction with them.
Awesome. And would it be like, is it possible you could go home with a dog that day, or is it like you have to sign the paperwork and then you meet up with the organization later or something?
Some of them are working out details to be able to send you home that day. So once we do the list, you'll kind of get an idea of what organizations are out there. So you can kind of pre-plan if you want to go. Some do require some registration ahead of time just to kind of check everything out. But we have been told that some of the organizations will be set up for you to leave that day with a pet if you wish to do so.
Very cool. All right. And then I guess the only other thing is like, is it, does it cost to get into the area or is it like free or how does it work?
No, everything is completely free. The event itself is free, and all activities are free as well. We will have some vendors on site selling their pet-friendly merchandise. So, of course, you want to have some money on hand for that, and they will be set up for cash and card. But everything else, as far as all the activities, is completely free, and entry to the event is completely free as well.
Okay, great. And then I saw something that the first, what is it, 250 guests get some sort of souvenir?
Yes. So the first 250 guests to stop by our Village at Leesburg tent, which will be right smack dab in the middle of the plaza area, right by the stage, you will receive a free, and it is a doggy poop bag holder with poop bags in it. And so that will be given out to the first 250 guests. So you'll definitely want to get there early because those will go extremely fast. But those will be handed out to those that stop by the tent first.
Come early and get your free poop bag. There you go. That'll get them. That'll get them to
Hey,
come
as
out.
a pet owner, you can never have too many.
Oh
So,
yeah, we know it well in this house. All right. Well, I guess in a final seconds, just pretend I'm not here and speak directly to the listeners and be like, hey, you know, come on out to the pet festival and you know, bring your dog. It's gonna be fun. Whatever you want to say, but just, you know, more like you're speaking to the listeners and inviting them out.
okay. Join us for our fourth annual Pet Festival at Village at Leesburg on Saturday, September 16th from 12 to 4 p.m. This is sure to be a day of fun for not only pets, but all family members in your family. You can join us for pet adoptions, the luring course, doggy ball pit, balloon artists, caricature artists, and more. And also, you can enter in the Leesburg's Got Talent Pet Edition brought to you by Wiggle Butt and Whiskers.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Everyone bring out your dogs and have a good day there on the 16th. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.